It's Thursday, April 6th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Wednesday, Humza Yousaf was sworn in as Scotland's new leader. According to Reuters, he is the first Muslim to head a democratic Western European government. However, Yousaf is committed to leftist social values, like protecting sexually perverted lifestyles and decriminalizing the murder of unborn babies. He also pledged support for a ban on conversion therapy that the Scottish legislators said they will bring forward this year. Conversion therapy involves helping someone change their so-called sexual orientation or gender identity after they request help to do so. In response, a coalition of 20 church leaders sent a letter to the legislature. They wrote that a ban, quote, would go far beyond outlawing abuse and coercion. Instead, it would criminalize ordinary Christians and church leaders for expressing mainstream Orthodox belief, end quote. On Tuesday night, after former President Donald Trump's arraignment in New York City on 34 felony counts, he flew back to Florida, where he delivered a 30-minute speech to supporters from Mar-a-Lago.
I never thought anything like this could happen in America. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. From the beginning, the Democrats spied on my campaign. Remember that? They attacked me with an onslaught of fraudulent investigations. Russia, Russia, Russia. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeachment hoax number one. Impeachment hoax number two. The illegal and unconstitutional raid on Mar-a-Lago, right here. The lying to the FISA courts, the FBI and DOJ relentlessly pursuing Republicans, the unconstitutional changes to election laws by not getting approvals from state legislators, the millions of votes illegally stuffed into ballot boxes and all caught on government cameras. And just recently, the FBI and DOJ in collusion with Twitter and Facebook in order not to say anything bad about the Hunter Biden laptop, which exposes the Biden family as criminals and which, according to the pollsters, would have made a 17-point difference in the election result. And we needed a lot less than that.
Researchers from Northwestern University released a study last week about people pretending to be the opposite sex. It was based on parental reports on 1,500 children who have experienced gender confusion. The study found girls of European descent represented the vast majority of cases. The average age when a case began was 14.8 years. Most parents of girls with gender confusion said their daughter